Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hello, Tony. My name is Aaron, and I've been listening to your show for a couple of months, and I'm very intrigued by a lot of the stories that I hear. I tend to believe in the paranormal to some extent, and though I haven't had many experiences myself, I've had a couple, and also have a story from someone else that I would like to share. The first story, which happened when I was, I'm 44 now, I was 18, and I was hanging out with friends and co-workers after work one evening. Someone's parents were out of town, I believe, and we had a big party. One friend of mine was, I don't know to what extent, but she dabbled in witchcraft or something, and she had a Ouija board, and you know, I had never seen or used one before, so she explained how it worked, and you know, said that, you know, we could try it out. So I had been drinking quite a lot and had a problem back then of over drinking, not knowing when to stop, and so I was already pretty out of it by the time we started playing with the Ouija board. And we started asking it questions, and it responded immediately. I don't remember the kinds of questions that we asked before or after this incident, because I was so fixated. My memory is just, you know, that's all I remember is this particular thing. I had a friend who passed away earlier, maybe 6 months before, in high school, and I asked, you know, once we were getting going with this thing, I asked the whatever it was, answering the questions, the name of my friend, and so I said, "What about so and so?" And it spelled out Toonew, T-O-O-N-E-W. And first off, I just want to say that the people that I was with at that party didn't even know this person, and probably didn't even know that I had a friend that died. So I, because of the way it responded, for whatever reason in my mind, I thought, this damn ghost knows something about her and it's refusing to tell me. Well, I'm gonna get that ghost, whatever it was. So I became belligerent and I started yelling at the Ouija board and saying, you know, you've got to tell me something about her. I know you know something, you know, something along those lines. And my friend stopped the session. I don't remember how she stopped it, but she stopped it and got really, really serious with me and turned to me and said, you know, you can't talk to spirits that way. You can't get angry with them because they can do things to you. She was like, you know, they can follow you home and make you have a car accident and that sort of a thing. So I heeded her warning because she was so adamant about it and got really serious. And you know, I sobered up a little bit later, and because she was concerned about me driving home, not because I had been drinking earlier, but because of this, mouthing off to the spirit, she followed me home and in my car and followed me to make sure that I got home okay. And, you know, nothing ever happened after that. But anyway, that was that story. The only other thing that happened to me personally was a few years ago. I guess it was probably 4 years ago. I work at a humane society on the East Coast, and it's in an old building that has been used for other things in history. And I don't know exactly what some animal related, perhaps maybe farm or something like that, but anything other than that, I'm not sure. Some of the staff had told me that they had experiences and told me a couple stories, and I think I might call back and tell those stories when I get some more information, because I can kind of tell the stories, but it's not, I'd like to just get a little bit more detail about it before I share the stories. But in any case, I had been told these stories and thought it was, you know, interesting, whatever. You know, it's not something that I thought about very often, but I was preparing for a meeting and with two other people, and we were going to meet in a, you know, maybe like 16 by 16 room or something like that, that was for the most part empty, just had a small desk in the corner and some folding chairs. And so I was getting ready for the meeting, and I set the chairs up facing each other, and the people I was having a meeting with, you know, we closed the door, they sat down. I was actually already sitting down, and my chair was facing the corner of the room, not with the door. And they sat down then, and right before, you know, I had a clipboard in my hand, and right before I started to kind of say, okay, you know, whatever, getting the meeting started, I felt this poke on my upper left shoulder, like behind my shoulder. And it was a, you know, when I tell this story, I usually poke the person I'm telling just to show, like, how pokey it was. It was pretty hard. It wasn't like a shove, but it was a full-on poke. And when I've come to think about, like, what else could it have been, like a muscle twitch or something like that, like, it was not anything like that. So when it happened, I jumped up and turned around, and of course there was nothing there. I was only like 2 feet from the wall. Turned around, and then I told the people that I was in there with what happened, and they were just like, okay, whatever. And then we just sat down and had our meeting and just went along with my business. Anyway, those are the only two stories of little occurrences that I've had. I don't really think that I'm sensitive. I like to think that I could be, or I would kind of like to be sometimes, but then again, sometimes I hear stories and I'm like, well, maybe it's all for the best.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.